Then Urho came next, and he was Urho was pretty much of a very, very, I would say, a handy person. He was probably the best mechanic and best carpenter of the bunch, of the family. And as far as I know, he never had any formal training, but yet he seemed to be have a knack for fixing things and working a blacksmith shop. And then he wound up moving to Michigan. There was he married Marion, who is a cousin of Martha, who of course is married to Leo, or was married to Leo, but they're both dead now. But Marion came to, with Martha one time, came to our place, and I don't know if this had been planned ahead of time because all the boys in the family or what, but anyhow, she came a couple times, and then I had no idea anything was going on, and one time Urho disappeared, and left for a few days, and then one morning I came, and there was Urho in bed with Marion, and they'd been married. They eloped and were married.
And you hadn't had an inkling, huh?
I didn't have any inkling. I don't know if anybody else did, because I'm not much younger than Urho. I suppose I'm 5 or 6 years younger than he is, but I didn't have any idea. Incidentally, when Wayne married Lily, I remember him showing me the wedding ring, and he was proud of or showing the ring he was going to give her, and he was really proud of it. And I was a little bit sad because he was breaking up our family a little bit.
Uh-huh.